Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I am so happy to be a Pet World Insider. I hope you are as well. Folks, we have got someone who I really enjoy talking with. I love her book. She just is doing a whole variety of different things for pet parents, including she's on the search for the smoochiest pooch in the U.S. I want to welcome to the show top dog Eileen Proctor. Eileen, welcome.
Thanks so much, Robert. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. Now, you're an author, a lecturer, a lifestyle coach, and you're searching for the smoochiest pooch. How do you describe all the things that you're doing?
Well, you know what? I got to tell you that I've got the entrepreneurial squirrel syndrome. That's kind of like ADD. But so it's like, I want to do this. I want to do that. Cool. You know, so I just need to be able to do everything and anything I can to improve the quality of life for dogs and the people who love them. So I just kind of encapsulated. I'm known as America's Canine Connections Coach because I really pride myself on being able to connect pet parents with the product, services, events, activities, and news that is going to make that difference and have them have many, many, many happy years together.
Well, you're certainly doing that. Now, let's talk about your book.
Top Dog, Top Tips for Tip-Top Dog Care, What Your Best Friend Wants You to Know. It's a fun and first-field book for dog lovers of any age and any experience level, too, Robert, because some of the information I give is, it's kind of top line, it's just basic information, but
right.
It is interesting, it is fun, I like to inject humor into everything I do, and actually I call it a bathroom reader, and that's not an insult, that's a good thing, because if you keep it in your bathroom, depending upon what you had for dinner the night before, you might get through 1 to 3 chapters the next morning.
Well, I'll tell you, I have certainly gotten through the entire book, and you're right, a lot of great tips there, and you know, sometimes it's just getting that refresher. You may know things or have just kind of forgotten to implement and do those things. And that's one of the reasons I really love the book. I think it's a great refresher and a reminder and a starting point, if not sometimes that inside view that we all like to have. So I love it. It's great. Now,
thank you. Appreciate that.
You do another great thing that I think is so important because I know I had the issue with one of my dogs. And many pet parents do. Across the country, you're at these expos, the Amazing Pet Expos, and you're sharing with pet parents how to deal with separation anxiety issues with their pets.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important.
Yeah, big issue.
Yeah, so give our listeners some tips because this is really something that all of us pet parents want to handle better.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to do that, Robert. So really, the biggest issue is separation anxiety these days, and I know you know this, with the increase of adoptions that are going on, and I love adoptions, that's my rally cry, adoption is the best option, and we have dogs who basically one day had a home, and the next day they were either given up or left behind, and they're pretty much like Macaulay Culkin, they stick their paws to their cheeks and they're home alone, and they don't know that their people are ever coming back for them, or ever going to let them out to go to the bathroom. So we have kind of developed a whole new breed, if you will, of dogs that just they're just not sure about life. So the first thing I want everybody to realize is that this is a confidence issue that most dogs have. And it's up to us as their pet parents to help them build the confidence that's going to help them feel better, feel secure, and stop acting out so that we are noticing them or coming home to take care of them or whatever their particular reason is for pooping on the rug or crying or barking all day or scratching at the doors. And there's a lot of things that we can do to modify our own behavior as opposed to expecting our dogs to just change them on their own. And that's what I like to share with the poochie parents out there. Would you like some examples?
I was going to say, yeah, please do share because our listeners would love to hear it.
Okay, great. So the first thing I want to tell you is that dogs are creatures of habit. They pretty much pick up on the cues of what we do. And so if when you leave the house, you have the same routine every day. You go to the closet, you take out your jacket, you pick up your keys from the kitchen table. They are just watching that and knowing, uh-oh, the very next step is they're leaving and I don't know if they're coming back. So a good suggestion is to change up your morning routine. Don't do the same thing in the same order so that they're not building an anxiety about your leaving. That's really important and very easy to change.
Absolutely.
Another thing that you could do is before you leave in the morning, take care of your pet's emotional and physical needs to a larger extent than you might be doing right now. So what do I mean by that? Take him out in the yard and throw the ball 40 or 50 times, okay? Do some obedience training with them so that they bond with you. And the reason for this is to be able to tire them out so that when you're ready to leave, they're glad to see you go. They just want to grab a little cat nap, and they'll go to sleep when you go and leave for the day, and they'll probably not realize you left. And that's an easy way to be able to modify your daily routine so that your dog is in a better place to be by himself while you're away.
Great tips there. I've got to say is
I could go on and on.
Yeah, well, and that's why they need to come see you at one of the upcoming pet expos. And they also need to get your book, Top Dogs, Top Tips for Tip Top Dog Care. But I think the big thing, too, as I'm listening, is something we've talked about on the show a lot, and we continue to talk about it because it works and it's what's needed. And that is when you see a behavior developing in a way that you don't want it or it shouldn't be developing, you've got to redirect and address that behavior and kind of shift the focus of the pet as well as yourself. It's not just your pet's issue. It's yours as well. So I love those suggestions. I want to make sure we get in real quick the smoochiest pooch. You're out there looking for the smoochiest pooch. What's that all about?
I am. I'm on tour across America at the Amazing Pet Expos in search of America's smoochiest pooch. This is a celebration of our love affair that we have with our dogs. And essentially, you come to the smoochiest pooch booth at the Amazing Pet Expo that's coming to your city, and you take a picture in front of our red carpet backdrop. We post that picture on the internet, and kind of like American Idol, America votes over a 30-day period. The dog that gets the most votes becomes the canine kissing king or queen for that location, wins a $250 prize package, and is an automatic finalist for the end-of-the-year contest and can be named America's smoochiest pooch, with all the same fun and fortune that goes along with that. You know what? I would rather do anything than I love to smooch the pooch. Robert, do you like to smooch your pooch?
I love smooching my pooches.
it's a wonderful experience. It's very therapeutic. And a lot of people say to me, really? Really? You advocate that? And I'm like, you know what? I would rather kiss a dog in the mouth than a boss on the butt or anybody else on the butt. And to be very honest with you, America is loving this contest. Everybody wants to prove that their dog has the best tongue-lashing technique and has a perfect poochy pucker with their parents. So I hope that you'll keep your eyes open for the next road tour stop nearest to your location and come on by and prove to me that you've got America's smoochiest pooch. You can check that out at America's Smoochiest Pooch. .com for the road tour schedule.
Wow, I love that. Folks, as you can see, Eileen is phenomenal, very entertaining. She is, as we like to say here on the show, perfect with pet parents. I want to make sure everybody knows how to get more information about what you're doing. To do that, folks, you're going to visit ferventlyspeaking.com, and that's fur with a F-U-R, ferventlyspeaking.com. Eileen, thank you so much for taking the time with us. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure wishing everybody out there a great day and a rough life, guys.
Folks, we'll be right back with more great experts and inside information here on Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The photographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.